Hello, I'm Dr. James Savar, a neurologist and epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. Since September 2014, CDC has been investigating reports of children across the United States who suddenly develop arm or leg weakness and had magnetic resonance imaging, or MRIs, showing inflammation in the center of their spinal cords. We're now referring to this illness as acute flaccid myelitis. And today, I'll discuss what we've learned so far in our investigation of these cases and share a clinical resource that can be considered when managing patients with acute flaccid myelitis. To begin, I'll provide some background. Every year, children in the United States develop neurologic illness with limb weakness. Such illnesses can result from a variety of causes, including viral infections, environmental toxins, genetic disorders, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurologic disorder caused by an abnormal immune response that attacks the body's nerves. Now, while Guillain-Barré syndrome is the most frequent cause of this type of illness, it is important to consider, test for, and exclude these other possible causes of limb weakness. However, assessing limb weakness causes can often be challenging, so the underlying causes often remain unidentified. In September 2014, public health officials in Colorado notified CDC about a cluster of 9 children in a Denver hospital who suddenly developed an unexplained neurologic illness with limb weakness. Now, given concerns that similar cases may be occurring in other parts of the United States, on September 26th, CDC issued a health advisory requesting that clinicians report patients who meet a specific case definition. And this case definition includes patients aged 21 years or younger who suddenly developed focal limb weakness on or after August 1st, 2014, and had an MRI showing a spinal cord lesion largely restricted to the center of the cord, or what we refer to as gray matter. As of December 12th, CDC has verified reports of 96 children in 34 states with acute flaccid myelitis that meet this case definition. The median age of the children was 8 years, ranging from 5 months to 20 years, and 61% of them were males. Now, most of the children had fever or symptoms of respiratory illness before they developed the neurologic symptoms. In addition, the limb weakness for most of the children was distinctly asymmetrical, often resulting in paralysis of one limb. 34% of the children developed signs of impairment to the brain functions that control the head and facial muscles, and this produced a range of problems, such as double vision, sagging of the face, difficulty swallowing, and difficulty controlling the muscles that help with speaking. Now, notably, less than 10% of the children experienced other neurologic problems aside from the limb weakness, but a few children experienced symptoms such as confusion, changes in consciousness, and seizures. Additionally, more than 75% of the children were previously healthy, and for those few with underlying illnesses, asthma was the most commonly reported. Among the children receiving a lumbar puncture, 83% of them had results suggesting infection or inflammation of the brain or spinal cord, including a moderately increased white blood cell count and normal or mildly elevated protein. Now, there have been many questions about how these children are recovering after acutely getting sick. Among the children who have been followed up after their acute illness, they have been observed for a median of 19 days. Now, 63% of them have reported some improvement in symptoms, while 36% showed no improvement. Only one of the affected children has fully recovered. Additional details about these findings can be found in a recently published CDC MMWR. CDC continues collaborating with health departments, hospitals, and academic centers across the country to better understand the recent cases of acute flaccid myelitis, including potential causes, risk factors, and how often the illness occurs. While the specific cause of this illness is still under investigation, there are general steps that would be prudent for clinicians to take. Clinicians should make sure patients are up to date on all recommended vaccinations, since vaccines are essential to prevent a number of severe diseases, including polio and influenza. You should also remind patients that they can help prevent many viral infections by practicing general hygiene, such as frequent hand washing, avoiding sick people, and disinfecting frequently touched surfaces. Clinicians should be vigilant for patients who suddenly develop neurologic illness with limb weakness and report all patients who meet CDC's case definition to the local or state health departments. Health departments should then report these cases to CDC using a patient summary form, which is available on CDC's website. In response to numerous requests from clinicians and public health officials for information on management and care of patients with acute flaccid myelitis, CDC, in early November, published a document that outlines interim considerations summarizing expert opinion about this topic. And that document can be found, again, on CDC's website. For further information or for questions regarding acute flaccid myelitis, please visit CDC's website or send an email to limbweakness@cdc.gov. Thank you for your attention.